Detection of Weak Ubiquitous Impulsive Nonthermal Emissions from the Solar Corona, by Rohit Sharma et al. A ubiquitous presence of weak energy releases is one of the most promising hypotheses to explain coronal heating, referred to as the nanoflare hypothesis. The accelerated electrons associated with such weak heating events are also expected to give rise to coherent impulsive emission via plasma instabilities in the meter-wave radio band, making this a promising spectral window to look for their presence. Recently, Mondal 2020b reported the presence of weak impulsive emissions from quiet sun regions, which seem to meet the requirements of being radio counterparts of the hypothesized nanoflares. Detection of such low-contrast weak emission from the quiet sun is challenging and, given their implications, it is important to confirm their presence. In this work, using data from the Murchison Wide Field Array, we explore the use of an independent robust approach for their detection by separating the dominant slowly varying component of emission from the weak impulsive one in the visibility domain. We detect milli-SFU level bursts taking place all over the sun and characterize their brightness temperatures, distributions, morphologies, durations and association with features seen in EUV images. We also attempt to constrain the energies of the non-thermal particles using inputs from the forward coronal model along with some reasonable assumptions and find them to lie in the sub-picoflare, approximately 10 to the power of 19 minus 10 to the power of 21 ERGS, range. In the process, we also discover perhaps the weakest type 3 radio burst and another one that shows clear signatures of weakest quasi-periodic pulsations. This was Detection of Weak Ubiquitous Impulsive Non-Thermal Emissions from the Solar Corona, by Rohit Sharma et al.